always seriously concerned about how it would work putting so many people into such a small space in a pandemic. And we asked our people going to socially distance, and the fact is that they can't in that space. And I can't imagine how frightening it must be to be locked up in a space with 400 other people, knowing that 100 of them at least have got COVID, and that it's only a matter of time before you get it. I mean, it must just be terrifying. In terms of how concerned we are, seriously concerned. We've been seriously concerned for some time, but we are really seriously worried about the safety of the people within the barracks now. Nobody has any idea yet of what the long-term effects of getting COVID are. Even if people don't die, they could be left quite seriously debilitated by getting this disease. And the fact is that if they were in a detention centre, the COVID regulations would mean there had to be one person per room. But because this isn't a detention centre, although they are locked in, they can be kept 28 to a room, and it's clearly a time bomb. Those people are sitting ducks, and it can't be allowed to go on. What we feel should happen is that the Home Office should move people out of the barracks urgently. Apparently, this is already happening at the barracks in Pwllheli in Wales. That's really good news. We want to see it happening at Napier as well. We want those facilities to be closed. We don't want them to be reopened for this purpose. They're not suitable, especially in the time of a pandemic. And we would like to see the Home Office processing claims much more quickly so that people don't have to spend a long time in Home Office accommodation, full stop. And it frees up the accommodation which the Home Office have, which is more suitable for new arrivals to move into. Once people have their claims processed, they can obviously move on with their lives and start contributing and move into their own accommodation, which is all they really want.